We are holding in Maseches Brachas. We're holding now in Daf Dalet Amud Beis, quite near the bottom. And if you recall, yesterday we had mentioned in passing who's a Ben Olam Haba, someone who saw Magula Tefillah in Arvis. That was something said. So once we're talking about Bnei Olam Haba, people to get to Olam Haba, so we got another unrelated. Another point on that, I'm being sure of getting to Olam Haba. Okay, so we're picking up here at the two dots. It's pretty much, it's the second to last of the medium-sized lines. Okay, and now we're going to learn about that your muvtach, you're sure to get to Olam Haba if you say Ashrei three times. So it says, Amar Rav Elazar, Am Rav Avina, Kol HaOmer, anyone who says, Dilala David, the Tehillim, the capital of Tehillim called Tilala David, B'chol Yom, every day, Shalosh Pamim, three times, Muvtach Lo, he's assured, Shehu Ben Olam Haba, that it will be, translate literally as, make his way to Olam Haba. Okay, now, a few ha'aras right off the bat. First of all, the word Tehillala David is referring to Kuf Mem Hei, what we call Ashrei, okay? The way we have Ashrei, we've turned that one psalm, Kuf Mem Hei, into like a whole prayer of its own. We've added on two verses at the beginning, the Ashrei Yoshvei Be'Secha, at the beginning, and then we also have Ashrei Ya'am, Shekachalo. So we put on those two psukim. The first of the two, Ashrei Yoshvei Be'Secha, is added on. The Torah brings the reason why is so that people should be reminded that you're supposed to prepare yourself, Sha'achas, a whole hour, but prepare yourself, being Yoshev, sitting before you go into to davening. So that's why we put it in front of Ashrei, but that and in Mincha we know for sure, but it's also in Shacharis. Rashi says, sort of mysteriously, that the three times you're saying it is connected the three tefillas. I cannot say what that means, so don't ask me. I don't know what that means. I don't know what it's getting at. Okay, so I can't tell you. That's what Rashi says. In any case, but the Torah brings the halacha that the extra pasuk that was at the beginning of Ashrei Yoshvei Be'Secha is to remind people that when they do daven, they have to sit down first and prepare themselves. Then we added the second pasuk, which the Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalo, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. So that is really the last verse of the previous Perek of Tehillim, Kuf Mem Dalet. It's like shtupts in there. And if you have those two pesukim together, you have the word Ashrei three times, which some say, right, Ashrei Yoshvei Be'Secha, then Ashrei Am Shekachalo, and then Ashrei Am Shehashem Elokav. So you got three Ashreis. To remind you of this din that you say it three times, some say to remind you of this din that you say it three times, then you're saying your Mutzach to Ben Olam Haba. Okay, now, the truth is actually that many, including the Rosh and the Tur, do not have the gears of Gimel Shalosh Pamim three times altogether. In other words, their gears says, anyone who says Tilal David is assured to be a Ben Olam Haba. The three times crept in later, perhaps. It's hard for me to know, but anyways. But that three time business does not even necessarily even belong there. Okay, now we also put on a verse at the end of it. After you finish Kuf Mem Hei and you have all the verses there, so you have one more verse at the end that says Vaynach Nevarach Ka Me'atav Yad Olam Haluka. So that is also like shtupt on at the end. It's nothing to do with the Kit Pitel itself, but we say it now. And the idea is that you're thanking Hashem, because it means like, and we thank you Hashem like forever. You're thanking Hashem for the schus of being able to say Ashrei, which is perhaps a muvtach, a guarantor of you to get your Olam Haba. I like that. So that's all been shtupt in there afterwards. But ostensibly, although we've made a complicated prayer out of it with the beginning and end stuff, ostensibly, since the Gemara first word is Tilal David, it's referring to just the actual Kuf Mem Hei on its own, presumably not those pre-verses and the post-verses. Okay? Now, what everyone's bothered by here is why in the world should saying magic words get you into Olam Haba? Judaism doesn't really subscribe to that kind of stuff, so how could it be? So the Beis Yosef says, what I think he says, if I understand it correctly, is that it's a machria. He used the word hachra. So in other words, like if you're right on the line, this will tip you in. Why that should be the case and how that should work, like also I don't really know. Like, Why? But anyways, I guess he's trying to find some explanation other than it's magic. You say this every day and you pop, you're in. So he says it's like if you're on the line. Others want to learn the more not surprising shot, which means if you internalize the message of Ashrei, then you'll get to Olam Haba for sure. Understandably. And the Ben Yoyada says if you focus on the message of Ashrei, then it'll prevent you from doing bad things, which make you lose Olam Haba. Okay, so the point is everyone's trying to wiggle out of the fact that it's not magic. That's the bottom line across the board. Everyone agrees it's not magic. So there's obviously something special about this. What it means in Machriya, I can't say. Like I don't understand the mechanism. It's always something special. Ostensibly, I don't know. He doesn't say it because of internalized the message. He says not the mitzvah per se, but doing it is a Machriya, tips the scales. Okay, fine. I can't get a deeper hesber than that, but I don't know what to tell you more than that. Now, so fine. That's the beginning. So the Gemara now says, what's the big deal already? Like, why is Ashrei this magical? Whatever Ashrei does, and however it does it, why is that the most powerful thing around that does it for you? So, Gemara says, my time. Well, what's the reason why? Now, Elema, if you tell me the reason why Ashrei that verse that psalm is so powerful, is because it's mishum de'isa ba'alafes. It has the whole alafes. It goes from alaf to taf, one verse per. And that would indicate it's completeness, and perhaps it's conveying to you. Mefarshim we're all going to learn that it's referring to the perfection, perhaps the Torah's perfection primarily. It was given with the olive base, that's the Indian, or the pursuit of perfection. I'll explore other explanations of the drush later on, but it has perfection as much as it's got all the olive base included in there. There are midrashans that the tefillah of the malachim is with the whole olive base from Ada, olive to top. So if that's true, so then, what's the big deal? Neima Ashrei Tmimei Derech. You got another Kapitel Tehillim, which is just as good, and it also goes from all the stuff, and there's no shortage of them. So, and that one's even better, because that Klif Yotess we're talking about here has. What's the matter? Oh, that one's even better, Klif Yotess, because it's got it eight times, right? The Aseh Batim Yana Apin. It's got every verse, it has eight verses of each letter in a row. Eight of olives, then eight of bases. So if that's what we're looking for here, is olive base, so then go for Ashrei Tmimei Derech, you got more bang for your buck. So then Ela Mishum, that can't be it. It must be because it has the Isbeit Poseach Es Yodecha. It has the verse that says, Poseach Es Yodecha, must be L'chol Charaton, that the Shevach, the praise that Hashem opens up his hand. It's not a request, it's a praise. Then Hashem opens up his hand and he satisfies, he takes care of Parnassah for everything in the world. So that's, if that's the angle, that's why it's so good. Okay, so name a Halal HaGadol. Then why don't you might as well say the verse of Zil, this is a reference to Kuf Chavav, Halal HaGadol. We say it on Seder night, we all say every Yom Tov Shabbos morning. It's the kapitel that ends Kilalom Chasto, 26 times, that one. So, The Gemara in Pesachim Kufi Gimel says this. That's called. Why is it called Halal HaGadol, as opposed to the normal we call Halal, which is called Halal HaMitzri, the Egyptian Halal that we what we call Halal. This is called Halal HaGadol because the Chsiv Beit has the verse Nosim Lechem L'chol Basar. It says that Hashem provides, the sustenance, the lechem, the food. Lechem means food for all flesh. Hashem is amazing in everything. So if the angle is the Hakar that Hashem takes care of things, that's just as good as Nosim Lechem L'chol Basar. So therefore, that, why don't we say that one instead if it's just as good? Ela Mishum Isbei Tarti. The answer is it has these two angles. It has both elements. The element of Olive Base, Olive Tataf, every Pasach, as well as this issue of Poseach Tzedecha, being recognized that Hashem is the one who is amazing in everything and everyone. Now, fine. Now, the Mefarshim, the Mishnah Berurah, the Torah seem to say explicitly that the Ikar is actually the Poseach Es Yodecha a bit. That was the Ikar thing. And the Halacha comes out that if you didn't have Kavanah when you say Poseach Es Yodecha, you have to go back and say it again. Which is quite unusual. Normally, we Patskan, La Halacha B'Zman Hazeh. If you lack Kavanah in something, you don't go back a second time usually, because you'll botch the second and the third time. But typically, the rule of thumb. But here we'll let you go back because it's just one verse. And that means actually if you were down somewhere down the Mizmor, you know, you've got to the end of Asher, you say, wait a second, I forgot to have Kavanah. If you go back to Poseach, it's your daf and start from there to the end again. You have to go back and have Kavanah. If you have to have Kavanah, that Hashem is Mashgiach everyone's life and it takes care of everyone's parnasa. Now, that's the halacha. Now, in terms of what's the issue of these two factors? So, the issue seems to be that obviously, like every mafarish has their own exact take on it. But basically, the issue is Aleph Beis is an allusion to Torah, which is given with Aleph Beis and symbolizes perfection. Paseach Zudecha is angle of Amuna, like trusting in Hashem. So the point is either some learn simply your commitment to Torah and Amuna, like internalizing the message. Some learn that like perfection comes in two. Perfection has two elements to it. It has like the Torah, sikhli, intellectual element, the Aleph Beis element, and also has like the yashrus, you know, the tamimus, internal shlemus, emunah and Hashem element. So those two components. Those who want to say it's along the lines of like, you know, the imein kemach in Torah, imein Torah in kemach, that you've got these two issues. You've got the lechem, the food, that's what supports your body, and you recognize that comes from Hashem. And you've got the Torah, which is like supports your neshama, and that is from the Aleph Beis, the letters and the kapitel. So that's the issue. Halach lamais, of course, we do say it three times a day. Could be crept in later on. I don't know how early that was established in. But anyways, you should for sure have special kavan when you say Paseach HaZadecha, and if you don't, you should go back. Now, the Gemara continues on. If you didn't notice, Ashrei, if the big deal is it's got Aleph to Taf, well, it's a little funny because we're actually missing a letter. We're missing a Nun. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Now, if the Aleph Beis is such a big deal, so then Amar Yochanan, if Neimar lo Neimar Nun ba'Ashrei, then why is there a Nun missing an Ashrei? See, I'm putting it as a question. He's actually saying rhetorically, like sort of independently. You want to know why there's no Nun? But Nei sheyesh ba mepaltan shalsoni Yisrael. Because Nun alludes to the downfall of the enemies of Israel. The Chazal never wanted to say something even as unthinkable as the downfall of Israel. So therefore it talks what's called Lashon Sag Noar, you know, in euphemistic language. And it refers to when bad things happen to Jews, it says Soni Yisrael, the enemies of the Jews. So how does the Nun refer Dafka to the downfall of the Jews? Dechsiv. Because the Pasuk says, Nafla lo sosif kum basulas Yisrael. It's a Pasuk from Amos, and he's referring to the downfall of the Jews in the time of Bais Rishon. And the Pasuk says, it's a horrible Pasuk, it says, Nafla, she is fallen, lo tosif kum, she's not going to get up again, basulas Yisrael, the Israel. So that's a pretty nasty Pasuk, like lacking any hope. That was very depressing. And although there are, of course, many Pasuk that talk about bad things happening to Jews and prophecy and so on. But this is the only Pasuk that suggests there's no way out. That's too bad, so we want that out. We leave that Pasuk out. Now, Bar Marava in the West, that's Eretz Yisrael, they didn't want to think about the Pasuk as that kind of understanding. They went so far as sort of re-explain the meaning of the Pasuk itself. Matarzi Lahachi. They would explain the Pasuk like this. Nafla. Okay, you've fallen. Lo tosif linpol od. You're not going to fall again. That's enough of that falling business, right? Kum, now get up, Basulas Yisrael. So they took away the fall being a permanent situation altogether. Right? Either way, Amar of Nachum bar Yitzhak, Kefilu Hachi. Now, even though it's true that the Nun is a bad letter, we don't want to have it in the Ashrei, Chazar David HaMelech wrote Tilo David, obviously. He went back to the Samchan, and he lent some support, some metaphysical support, Baruch HaKodesh, the Ruach HaKodesh, to those who would fall. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, the next verse after the missing Nun is Somach Hashem Lachol HaNofalim. Hashem supports all the ones who have fallen. Now, so what's this Ruach HaKodesh business? So obviously, all of Tehillim were written with Ruach HaKodesh. That's why it's part of Tzuvim. But the point is that David HaMelech, when he was writing, he was at the ascendancy of Israel. The downfall was not here yet, or even on the horizon. Yet through his Ruach HaKodesh, so eventually, Amos, who's talking 300 years later, will have a downfall, and therefore he didn't want to mention it, but at least he said it. He mentioned that Hashem will support them and get us back up, and it certainly won't be permanent. So therefore, he put that in there. But we're not supposed to think about Taco, we think about it only in the context of that Hashem supports them and then there is a way out. Okay? Go ahead.